Okay, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The First Inning. I want to welcome you back. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. And we sure did. We had a great meal and everything. Always remember, this is a PG-13 show, so no cursing, no stuff like that. So you can play this show anywhere you like. But yes, everyone, welcome back to The First Inning, and we got some news to tell you about. And we're gonna get into it. So, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Thank you for the folks watching on YouTube and listening on Spotify. For the folks on Spotify, hit that like button on there. Also, for the people on YouTube, leave a comment. And always remember that this conversation never ends because you can comment below. And I'll always get back to you and comment back to you. So, the latest updates as we get into it, as baseball goes into the winter meetings, Aaron Judge met with the Giants, the San Francisco Giants, and they say the meeting went well and that the Giants are expected to make an offer to Judge soon. Which I have no idea what that offer is, and they never even said anything about the offer, and it's already been almost like 5 days already, right? The Giants are planning to sit down with the top market's free agents, and they're expected to talk with Aaron Judge and have sit downs with a few other players. On that note, let's talk the latest on free agent targets. And welcome everyone to the chat on YouTube as well. The Yankees are currently hoping that they'll be able to re-sign Aaron Judge, but until the AL MVP makes his decision, the Yankees are considering several other free agents and target agents, in addition to some names already linked to New York in the past. So that's what they're reporting. They're talking about Justin Verlander, Carlos Rendon, Brandon Nimmo, Cody Bellinger, Michael Conforto, and other free agents like Jamison Tylon and Andrew Benintendi. Now, talk about Andrew Benintendi real quick. There talks about the Houston Astros looking to pick him up, but I doubt he would even go there because I get because they had that kid Alvarez over there in left field hitting crazy home runs last year in the postseason, and I'm pretty sure he's gonna be playing every day. So Andrew Benintendi would be a great backup for them, but if the Yankees would pick him up, he would be an everyday player, pretty much. But the Yankees could go the route of bringing back Cabrera. And have him play left field because he played it well, and let him see what he can do. But in general, it's a pretty common place for the Yankees, to at least get a in a contract with agents with agents in the off season, and you know, and they're gonna get a sense of asking prices for players. And players might not necessarily be at the top of the Yankees' target list. So, the Yankees are seeking multiple outfielders. They think that the Bronx Bombers would both re-sign Judge and also Nimmo on a and also add Nimmo, whatever, on a piracy contract. Likely, the Yankees aren't expected to bid to the top of the shortstop market unless Judge captures departures. And if Aaron Judge leaves, they would give a reason to get a shortstop. And that shortstop will probably be Carlos Correa or Trey Turner. But you gotta guarantee Judge is coming back. There's no way Judge is leaving New York. And now since Anthony Rizzo has signed a new contract, So now, with Rizzo signing the contract, the Yankees' offseason plan is to get more position players, retain Judge, and add less expensive second outfielder like Conforto or Bellinger, are both likely candidates for a 1-year contract. I'd rather get both of them. What happened with this here? Why is it black? All right, here we go. For my folks on Spotify, I am looking for a seat in Yankee Stadium on the virtual venue, real quick, just to show the stadium so we can have a view. Yo, what's up, Bryson? Happy Thanksgiving, man. I hope you had a good one, man. And how did that turkey taste? On the turkey line at Yankee Stadium. I'd like to hear about that. Yeah, we should talk about that real quick before I get into this. Hold on. Let's look at the turkey thing. To pop that up real quick. Was there a player giving out any stuff? That's a good question. Right? Always is always like the manager. Sometimes it was CeCe. So let's read the caption. It says, "Today we partner with Carsdale Foods for our annual Thanksgiving food voucher giveaway, where we just where we just disputed approximately 4,000 food vouchers to Bronx residents to assist local families as they prepare for their Thanksgiving meals next week." Oh, so they don't actually give out a turkey anymore, huh? They used to give out like an actual food bag. Now they just give you a voucher. That's crazy. That is crazy. I mean it's cool though. But before it used to be it used to be food. I want to know how much this is. $25. What? Hold up. Hold up, hold up, hey. For the ones who be acting, they saw Guido play. Oh my God, $25. Jesus, Yankees, come on, Yankees. Are you kidding me? $25. You could at least make it 30 bucks. My God. For that, they can't even buy a turkey with $25. What turkey you buying for $25, first of all? Prepare for their Thanksgiving, like, prepare for their Thanksgiving meal. Yo, like, what can you buy for $25? Oh, that's dope. Yeah, that's right. The food donation. They give you the free ticket. That's right. That's a good idea. I wish I had food to donate like that. I don't really have, man. But damn, $25, bro. Like, what can you get for $25? A box of stovetop. Like a bottle of soda and like I don't know. And that's about it. Everything costs so much, man. But back to what I was saying about these Yankees, right? What a damn shame, yo. Let me see their website. What a damn shame, yo. And they only get 4,000. Let me do the math. Let me do the math. Let me do the math because I'm kind of slow here. 25 dollars. $4,000 is $100,000 in food. So the Yankees gave away $100,000 in food. Oh, what's up, Roger? I see you. But can you believe that, man? They gave away $25. Man. They couldn't make it a half a million? At least, though? Half a million would have been, let me see, hold on, 4,000 times. That's 100,000. 200,000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000. They could have gave it out to, oh, my light went out. Oh boy. But let me see if I can fix this on the fly. Or if not, we're going to be in the dark. Yeah, it went out. But let me try to keep it going here. This is a malfunction we got going here. Oh. Damn. My light blew out. But now, the Seattle Mariners are, let me talk about Gabe LaTorres real quick. Now, the Seattle Mariners are interested in, Gabe LaTorres, if you not heard. So right now, okay, let me get back to what I was talking about, man, because I don't know what the hell is going on here. Okay, now the Seattle Mariners are into retrieving Gabe LaTorres. Now, it isn't known if the two sides are partially close or are any short of a trade. They say potentially the Yankees could offer some bullpen help in return for Seattle's Teoscar Hernandez. So that's what they're trying to get right now. Forget about Andrew Benintendi and all these other guys. They're trying to trade Gabe LaTorres somehow. I haven't heard any other rumors yet as of now for Teoscar Hernandez. And it's not Hey Oscar, it's Teoscar. That's funny. We know if you, I mean, you know the joke. If anyway, so the Mariners are trying to keep J.P. Crawford somehow, but and Teoscar Hernandez just came from Toronto, and he hasn't even played on Seattle yet to even get traded. So that's crazy. So he might even be a Yankee. He's a great player, man. I think the Yankees should pick him up. That would be a great thing. But then we lose a second baseman. But who will the shortstop be in 2023? Now, as of September of 2021, right? That's when it was. Gabriel Torres never played shortstop ever again. He played second base, right? So now, and he's done terrible. I mean, the truth is, he's done, I like him and everything, but he's done terrible. And right now, the Yankees needs some type of outlet because we've been waiting for him to be that rookie player that he was in that first season, and he's never been that player. So now, the Yankees are looking at Carlos Correa, Corey Seager, Javier Baez, Trevor Story, and Marcus Semien. And they could be, I mean, who knows? I mean, right now, with the market the way it is, the Yankees have a chance to get anybody they want in reality. You know? And I don't see why not. And they won't even break the budget. They won't even break the budget. They won't even break the budget. But let's get into some more stuff. So if they do that, right? If they get rid of Gabriel Torres, which they can, in a trade for Teoscar Hernandez, which would be awesome, right? They would still have Anthony Volpe coming up, Oswald Peraza. They have Cabrera in left field. I mean, they can do pretty damn well. I mean, with what they have already, they have DJ LeMahieu, right? Also, they want to offload those contracts of Aaron Hicks and Josh Donaldson, which they can do as well, because what they should do is put Aaron Judge as their permanent center fielder, because he plays center field better than he does right field. He's a better, he needs that room to run. You know what I mean? I feel like he doesn't get enough room in right field to actually go full speed because he's scared to run into the wall and get hurt. And nobody wants that. But the Yankees have coming back next year Isaiah Kiner-Falefa as the shortstop. Now, I don't even think he might not even play shortstop, but he might be in a trade with Gabriel Torres or Aaron Hicks or Josh Donaldson or whoever else. He might be in a trade out of here. So I'm telling you one thing. You better think about seeing a new whole Yankee team next year. And remember, they have other shortstops. Trey Turner, Xander Bogaerts, and Dansby Swanson. Now, I would like Dansby Swanson. That's a cool kid that plays in Atlanta Braves. And he's pretty good, actually. And I think he fits. He hit 25 home runs last year, which is not a lot, but in Yankee Stadium, it could be easily 30, 35 home runs, 40 home runs if he really gets down to it, right? So the Yankees have to prepare themselves for that because Anthony Rizzo will turn 34 and LeMahieu 35 during the next season. So regardless who gets the starting shortstop job, the Yankees will likely want to keep some depth on hand in case any of these players deal with injuries or underperformance. So they're going to need a backup somewhere, you know? And basically, LeMahieu is Anthony Rizzo's backup. And hopefully, LeMahieu is better with his toe, because he had toe problems. And hopefully that's going better. And I think he had surgery on it. And then you got Anthony Rizzo that has a back problem. So that's another thing where they're going to have to look at. So we don't really know who could be. And whatever. So let's get the latest on the trades here. So okay, so let me tell you this rumor. Let me read this so you can actually get what's going on. So they're giving you a synopsis of what happened as of August 2nd of the trade deadline. The Yankees, Mariners, Phillies, and Yankees had some negotiations about a potential three-team swap. Left-hander Marco Gonzalez would have headed to the Philadelphia Phillies. Joey Gallo would have been dealt to the Mariners. But nobody knows what player or players New York would have acquired in that proposal deal. So as it turns out, the Yankees instead moved Gallo to the Dodgers for pitching prospect Clayton Beter, which he was aye with Los Angeles. And they took a they got him for $3.7 million for the remaining of Gallo's 2022 salary. So the Dodgers got him on a rental. And the Phillies added Noah Syndergaard to their rotation rather than Gonzalez, who stayed put in the Pacific Northwest rather than move Gonzalez or any other starters. The Mariners instead added to their rotation depth with blockbuster trade Luis Castillo from the Reds. So that was a big thing. But right now, DeGrom and all these guys are free agents right now. So the Yankees have a lot of choices, you know, for who they... I mean, they can get Verlander and DeGrom and have Cole and Cortez there with Severino as the fifth starter. That would be something, right? But you know what? That doesn't mean nothing because that feels like the year... I forgot what year it was, but it's the year that we got Randy Johnson, and we thought Randy Johnson was going to have like 10 perfect games and like 14 no-hitters, right? And like 100 one-hitters, and we ended up losing anyway. So it doesn't matter who you get on this team. You know what I mean? Now, it's just... We got to find players that are good enough to endure the season and play well throughout the season, if that makes any sense to you. You know, they got to, this is a marathon. The season is a marathon, and they want guys that can run this marathon, you know, and play at a level where they can win every single day. And that's hard to do. Very hard to do. No matter who you get. You can have God on the Yankees, and God is not going to help. It's just the way the ball bounces, man. Unless the Yankee ghosts come back. But the Yankee ghosts have been gone, man, since I believe they disappeared in 2004 with the breaking of the curse of the Babe Ruth by the Boston Red Sox, winning 4 games in a row. And you know what? We had a chance to break that record. That curse. We had a chance of breaking that curse last year, and we could have won 4 straight in a row. You know what I mean? And be a team to go on and win the World Series. We could have did it, but the Yankees don't hit it. I mean, this team was struggling with or without defensive shifts, right? I mean, they had guys, they had four outfielders. I mean, they had the, I mean, teams were doing the whole nine yards on this team, and they still couldn't hit. So, if they're setting up for the line drive and the ground ball every single time, there is no, then you have to rely on the home run. And that's what the Yankees do too much. They rely on the home run, which I don't think they should be doing anymore. They should try to rely on the hitting. Rely on the pitch and try to get singles and doubles. And that nobody on the team could bunt. So we got to find guys who can bunt as well, because we're going to need guys like that. So that's pretty much it there. And I'm going to be back on Friday with some more stuff. Really quick, MLB news, Yadier Molina will be back as a Cardinal. The Mets are meeting with, Zoom meeting, huh? With Carlos Rendon. Ain't that sad? They do Zoom meetings now. They don't even go in person anymore. Oh, Albert, also other news. If you guys are not, there's baseball being played I forgot to look up. All right, talk to you guys later. There's still baseball being played right now. And all the major leaguers are starting to show up in the winter leagues. And that's the Dominican League, per se. One Yankee to watch will be Albert Abreu from the Yankee bullpen. And Albert Abreu is playing on Los Tigres de Lacey and the Tigers. And he will be in games there. So you got to find these teams. Just click in live baseball in Spanish. And you'll find all these games in Spanish. These games usually start about 6:30. 6:30 starts. Because they're still on springtime. So the game actually starts at 7:30, you know, like normal. But they're on springtime, so we're in fall time. So the game for us starts at 6:30. So you can watch these games live, man, on YouTube. And just Google live baseball and YouTube. And just start subscribing to these live channels, because they all have the games being played and they're really good to watch. I mean, they play in major league stadiums. I mean, they're not major league. They're better than minor league stadiums. They're better than minor league stadiums. But yeah, they're pretty good stadiums. So check that out. I'm going to go get something to eat now. And I want to thank all the people on Spotify for listening and tuning in. Comment below, hit the like button, and all the people on YouTube for watching. Like I say, hit the like button, comment below, and this conversation doesn't end. we will get back to you on the comments. So until then, and also like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one. So long, everybody, and see ya.